Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the American Redoubt and the other free zones and outside the wire in occupied territory, wherever you may be. This is the Morning Commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. It is, as you all know, Trump Tuesday. Well, even though he was willing to be Speaker of the House, he is now, you know, like we were saying yesterday, now de facto House Speaker.
Yes.
Especially considering that they've got, I just have to admit, that was smart of Gates or whomever came up with the idea to make sure that they could go back to just one person be able to
put forward the motion
to suggest
re-vote.
That he get ousted.
Or to re-vote for, before we proceed, we have to have another vote for the new House Speaker.
That's right.
Only one rep. It used to be, what, four? Now it's just one.
Right.
So if they, of course, they have to do that. That's the new rules. And then they're right back to where they were last week with him not getting in there.
That's right. And everything coming to a standstill. And, you know, it's interesting that, of course, the communist media is going to say that, oh, it was nothing but chaos and confusion. But that's nonsense because there's been as many as 133 votes that happened in history. And so, you know, to say that this happened, there was 15 votes, that's nothing.
Exactly.
And you know, that's not chaos or confusion. That's just flat out healthy deliberation.
That's
right. And it should be expected, especially when you've got half the Republicans or more, way more actually, that are communist and always taking up the case of the Democrats.
And
you know,
make note of those who were not with those 20 holdouts.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Sadly, Marjorie Taylor Greene was from the very before any arm twisting, any negotiating, any concessions at all, she was pushing for McCarthy.
Yeah. See that? I think that's
puzzling.
Out of all of it, that was the most shocking to me because she just flat out overlooked the importance of who it was that was in there.
That's right. And how much they could get out of it.
And she said that well before they even came up with that whole strategy of what they would settle for.
Right.
And so it wasn't like she knew the outcome and that they were going to make the speaker guarantee to give all these other concessions.
Right.
You know, she didn't know that, from what I understand anyway.
Well, and the other thing that we had that we didn't get a chance to talk about on the Morning Commute was Representative Dan Crenshaw, when I patched McCain 2.0.
That's right.
A former Navy SEAL, of all things.
Right.
Calling those patriots who were holding out on the McCarthy vote while they were negotiating for concessions, calling them terrorists.
Right.
We can't let the terrorists win. And, I mean, no, this is a representative calling other patriot representatives terrorists for not voting in a guy who we just listed a whole litany of votes, things that he stood on, McCarthy has stood on against Americanism.
Yep, that's right.
And so now you are equivalent to someone who would blow up a bus station full of women and children.
Yeah.
If you don't vote for now of course since he's backpedaled and apologized, well, so supposedly apologized, but then I think it was the Daily Caller, he said it was a figure of speech, get over it. Well, you don't take stuff that you don't take that lightly.
No, not
you
with know, a congressman you, accusing you of being a terrorist.
When we've got patriots that are being held in prison as political prisoners who are being called terrorists because they went to their government to make their voices known, many of them on trespassing charges.
Yep, that's
who were
right.
waved in by police into the Capitol.
The equivalent of less than a misdemeanor
charge. Who were being called terrorists.
Right.
And now he wants to use this kind of language and say it was just a figure of speech. Get over it. Well,
that's frenzy language.
You know who didn't get over it? The rest of Congress, because he was pushing for, hoping to become the head of the Homeland Security Committee.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy who wants to be in charge of the Homeland Security Committee was the same guy calling patriots terrorists.
Right.
4 days ago. Okay, so, well, he didn't get the votes. Representative Mark Green, a former Army Ranger and patriot, he's one of the 20.
Right.
Representative Mark Green, that's going to be on the Homeland Security Committee, is one of the 20 patriot holdouts.
Well, and the one good thing that McCarthy did have to say was that if Mayorkas, if DHS Mayorkas
right.
is not going to resign, he is going to impeach him. And so then they asked Mayorkas, oh, really? So do you have any plans of resigning? And Mayorkas instantly said, I'm going with President Biden to Mexico. I'm going with him to the border.
I have too much work to do.
I have too much work to do. And
right.
and he said, no, I am not going to resign. So let the games begin. Let that guy get impeached first and foremost, because
yep.
he just basically wrote off the law.
Yeah,
you know, he basically just right there in that statement said, I'm so not afraid of any of you guys and what
right.
you're going to try to impeach me with. You know, that's just, I'm above that. That's basically
right.
that kind of statement.
Exactly. Are you going to resign for not doing your job? I have too much work to do.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really? Like the work that you've been doing for the last 2 years? I've been down there at the border multiple times. Well, nothing's changed
yeah.
except for
what
the worst.
What was he doing? Assisting the cartels?
Right.
I mean, you know, seriously. And
yeah.
saying that he works with the finest 250,000 member staff, you know.
He makes multiple trips to the border. And what he's doing is telling the Border Patrol, you will release them. You will not patrol here. You
right.
will, I'm just, you know, the whole list, carrying out this anti-American agenda from this regime that's in place.
Right.
So I love seeing Mark Green in there, because he's going to have his finger jabbing right in the face of Mayorkas. And those guys, they set the way things are going to be in DHS.
That's right. Well, we better get to the word of the day,
because
there's a bunch more that we've got to get to.
Yeah.
Couple of the Trump statements that are awesome, and then the rest with this speaker, and also our update on the Brunson case, in
That's
case
right.
there are any of our listeners that are waiting for that update. And so, okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Amos chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, which read under the title, Judgment on Judah. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. And that's it. And really, what's so fascinating about Amos is that's an excellent synopsis for what we're experiencing right now as well.
It really is. We read the entire, it was kind of impromptu, just a morning Bible study, and we
yep.
were reading Amos, and we just decided to read through the whole thing. It's only nine chapters.
Right.
And man, talking about painting a vivid picture of where America is now.
Yes, exactly.
And what we're facing if we don't turn around.
Right. And what was also interesting was that, first of all, Amos was around in the 8th century BC. He was under King Uzziah and Jeroboam II. And Amos, which I didn't realize this, you had pointed this out from your notes, Amos was a contemporary of Jonah, Hosea, and Isaiah.
That's
Can
right.
you believe that? All four of them were there at the same time, covering basically different, sometimes similar areas in Israel.
Yes.
And so the Lord had four of these prophets all there at the same time.
Right.
Because everything was in such tumult. Tumult is the word that kind of resounds through Amos.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
And the lawlessness and their refusal to uphold God's law, and so it's just interesting how we're talking about the parallels all throughout this short this short book of Amos yes. are exactly like what we're experiencing right now.
And the message is directly toward the leaders.
Right.
For the direction they were taking their country and what would happen to them.
Right. And Amos addressed the northern part of Judah because of two things, because of the absence of true worship and the lack of justice.
Right.
And so what was interesting was we were talking about tyranny and how that actually comes about, because what Amos describes is how the criminal element has taken over the leadership positions.
Yes.
And we went, ding, ding, ding. There you go. That's exactly right. What it is. Tyranny is when the criminal element achieves the upper hand. And so, you know, that was kind of the first time it ever occurred to me that tyranny is the characteristic from a tyrant isn't just being power hungry and greedy. It's that they have criminal intent. They have criminal minds.
Yes.
They are the criminals themselves. And so
right.
a tyrant is actually a criminal that has achieved leadership status.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that for this day, especially with the cases and all these investigations that are going to start going on in the House, is very interesting to put that into perspective, that we are now being ruled by the criminal class, just like they were in Amos.
Who are protecting their crimes.
Yes, protecting their crimes. Like the Brunson case, that the lower courts threw his case out. They dismissed the Brunson case because they said he didn't have standing because Congress had sovereign immunity.
Right.
And that they couldn't be prosecuted while they were doing anything treasonous.
Right. And also the this is the twisted thinking logic, the way they protect their crimes, is this judge rules that the Brunson case couldn't prove. Now this is way before the Supreme Court. This is one of the cases that led up to where we are now with it going to the Supreme Court. This is a lower court.
Right,
but,
yeah,
but exactly. The lower court ruled that the Brunson didn't have standing because they couldn't prove that they were personally damaged or victimized,
injured
by this stolen election.
Right. Yeah, they actually said, no, you can't prove it. There's no proof. It's too general of a thing to have happened.
Right.
And it's not a personal effect upon you. And you and I both were like, I beg to differ.
Yep.
Anytime there is election fraud, that affects not just one of us. That, in fact, that affects every single one of us.
Every single American citizen was injured by
absolutely.
The stolen election.
That's absolutely yep. right.
Absolutely. You know, it's just like saying, you want to file a lawsuit because this guy ran over this other person. Like, well, you weren't ran over, so... Nothing to see here. Move along. Right.
But that's not what the violation was.
Right. We all were ran over.
Yes, exactly.
In the election of 2020 and continue to be. Look at this last election. Nothing changed.
Right. We're all guaranteed the right to vote.
Right.
And we're all guaranteed fair, honest, transparent elections.
Yes.
And so the fact that there was egregious election fraud, I mean, and there has been ever since the year 2000,
right?
We are indefinitely all injured by this constitutional violation.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see, in the book of Amos, it was really, there was judgment coming for all of the people because of the leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's irritating is that we all pay the price. And he used foreign militaries.
Yep.
You know, and God even said to Amos, I'm going to give you a vision of what's coming. First, it's locusts. And he's, oh, please, Lord, don't do that. Destroy all the crops through locusts. Okay. Then he gives him a vision of fire destroying everything.
Yes.
Lord, please, stay your decision. Please, don't destroy this place by fire. And the Lord says, okay, then this is what it's going to be, the sword.
Right. Yeah. And
there it was.
Yeah. And he says in chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, he says, I overthrew some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from the burning, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God.
Ooh.
For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, The Lord God of hosts is his name. And so they are not, you know, then further down he says, seek me and live.
Right.
But they hadn't, and they refused, and they won't. And so he just says, prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
That's got to be some scary stuff.
I never want to hear
those
words.
And to those people who aren't scared by that,
right?
They're the foolish people that keep going, and everybody suffers for it.
That's right.
Their entire land was taken over. But the cool thing about it is God promised redemption.
Right.
And he also gave him a way out. But if you repent, then, yes, you know, this is what I'll do. And this is echoed throughout, you know, Isaiah and Ezekiel and different places. But in this particular case, he promised that he would preserve a remnant.
Yep.
That he would protect and preserve a remnant. There will be a remnant. And so as believers, as Christian patriots, we need to strive to be part of the remnant.
Absolutely.
The part that he will protect and preserve,
yep,
and use to restore in the future.
That's right.
So be the remnant.
Yes, be. And that consists of being as close to him as you possibly can. Walk in his ways.
Right.
Read his words. Read the text.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Exactly. Well, that's a good one. And you specifically chose Amos.
Amos chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
2, 4, and 5.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Cool, thanks.
Yep, praise God.
All right, there you go, guys. Chew on that. Read the whole book of Amos.
It
really
short.
Goes quick. Yeah. Hey, if you got to do it in over a couple days, you know, break it down into, you know, three or four each morning or something, then do it. But it's very enlightening.
Absolutely.
So, all right, let's go ahead and take a break. If you guys have a business or a ministry or an event coming up or something where you want to get the word out and you want to help support us with advertising, we'd be more than happy to work with you on that. Shoot me an email at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. We've got slots open for advertisers and support, so much appreciated considering us. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Bigger, stronger, and more powerful part. Because the truth is on our side, common sense is on our side, history is on our side, and most importantly, the heart and soul of the American people are on our side. So my message tonight is very simple. We must fight for America. We must win for America. We have no choice. And we must get out there, be proud, be courageous, make the arguments, surrender nothing, ask for every single vote to be counted, never give up, never give in, and never, ever back down. If Republicans do this, we are going to take back the House, we are going to take back the Senate, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful White House, and we are going to take back our country. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, helping to get your website hosted and protected. Really important. A Christian patriot-owned business hosting websites. They've taken great care of us for several years, and that's tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, several things lined up on our docket.
That's right. And we have the update here from the Brunson Brothers case, and very, very unfortunately, the petition was denied. It's their posting on their channel said, "We will now make our next move, a petition for reconsideration." Hang in there, everyone, is what he said.
Yep.
And so apparently, Darren then stated, "We will be filing a petition for reconsideration within the next 30 days, which moves the court to reconsider their denial. After it's filed, it gets docketed, and they set it up again for a closed-door hearing. This process takes about 30 days after it's put on the docket." And so...
So we're looking at 60 days out from here, roughly.
I read that as being about 30 days total.
Oh, after it gets put on the docket, though. So about 30 days before it gets put on the docket, and then 30 days after that. So, okay.
Okay, right. Okay,
but, so... this is not a surprise. And we were hopeful... But we're also not surprised that they're going to say, no, they're going to, keep kicking the can down the road. But this is the farthest any case has made it.
Exactly. And this is kind of an explanation as to why this could have occurred that came straight from the Supreme Court website itself. It says, "Orders of the court and term year 2020. The vast majority of cases filed in the Supreme Court are disposed of summarily by unsigned orders. Such an order will, for example, deny a petition for certiorari without comment. Regularly scheduled lists of orders are issued on each Monday that the court sits, but miscellaneous orders may be issued in individual cases at any time. Scheduled order lists are posted on this website on the day of their issuance, while miscellaneous orders are posted on the day of their issuance or the next day."
Huh.
So apparently... it might even not be looked at by a judge ever.
Right.
And still just, because it's, and disposed of summarily by unsigned orders. So, So it just kind of frames it up a little bit as to, maybe that's not so unusual.
Right.
That it does not even get read by a judge.
Yeah,
and so as far as any judges even taking a vote, that has not been revealed yet either. So, but I have plans and actually did call Loy Brunson and left a text for him as well, because I kind of would like to know a little bit more about a link that they might be able to provide for everyone that shows each of the 388 defendants that refused to follow the law and actually voted against following the law that they're required to perform.
Right.
And so hopefully I'll hear back from him and get that list and link that we can post to all of you. Because I personally would like to know which congressmen need to be charged with their crimes.
Yes.
Right. And so one person said, well, it does help for sure to have a Supreme Court judgment against that person, but it's not necessary. It's a crime. And
right.
And anybody can file a criminal complaint against a criminal, period. It doesn't matter who that criminal is.
Yes.
And if it's not investigated, then you have to go up the ladder and walk through the steps as to who gets it next for not following the law.
Right.
And charge that person as well and be willing to take it to the end. Because this is the process of forcing people to follow the law. And if they refuse to follow the law, we can't just decide to cower in the corner and say, okay, we're beaten. We don't do that. That's
right.
Not what we are about. There's laws that must be upheld and a constitution that has been... that everybody has to swear an oath to uphold.
Right.
Period.
Yep. And another waiting, holding period for right now.
Right.
And of course, I'm just so grateful for the people that are continuing to put the energy and the time and resources into keeping this alive.
Oh, exactly.
And right now we're just spectators, so there's nothing we can do in that arena, but there may be a point where we can do something at the state level. You know, and
well, that's kind of what I'm wanting that list for, because right. really, how long do we have to wait? We've already waited 2 years with this coup happening, and meanwhile, the nation is tanking. I think that if there's anything that we can do in each state, it needs to be done, and especially, you know, with the Lord wanting justice upheld.
Yes.
I can't see how he wouldn't be backing each and every one of us that was forcing the issue of making them uphold the law.
Well, examples like in the book of Amos where judgment came on the country and they were pretty much destroyed. There's other examples too, like with Sodom and Gomorrah, where Abraham pleaded for Sodom. You know, if you find 50 people that are righteous, will you not destroy it? You know, I won't destroy it. Will you? What about 40? What about 30? What about 20? Right down to 10. And, you know, there's a lot more than 10 righteous people in America.
Right, right.
So, you know, once again, like I said, be the remnant, be the righteous, where the Lord scans our country and says, you know what, there's 10, I won't destroy it. We don't know how he's going to handle this. But
well, we are his hands and his feet.
Yes.
We are required to act, and that's where we come in. We are the light that chases back the darkness.
Yep.
And the darkness is the criminal element that has now usurped our highest positions
that's
in
right.
the land, just like in Amos. And there's not a one of us that is not called to defend it.
That's right. Well, Biden went down to the border for his dog and pony show and saw the before and after pictures of downtown El Paso where this homeless camp was. There's no place to
yeah.
even move or walk without blankets and tents and everything else. But just before Biden gets there, it's all cleaned up and sparkly and looking nice.
That's
Never
right.
saw any illegals in the United States. But this is what Governor Abbott had to say about his visit.
That the president who caused the chaos of the border needed to be here. It just so happens he's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action, including reimbursing the state of Texas for the money that we spent, but providing more resources for the federal government to do its job. Also, this is nothing but for show unless it begins to enforce the immigration laws already that exist in the United States of America that are contained in the letter that are provided to the president today.
What did he say to you? What did the president say to you?
He said he wanted to work with us on it.
Yep. So dog and pony show, basically.
Yep. Yeah. Abbott said it was just a photo op. And I'd have
right.
to agree. And he also might be afraid of what Congress might be doing with investigating the criminal failure to uphold the oath of office for securing our border.
Yeah, let's see. These committees are being formed right now.
That's right.
It's going to be cool. I want to see some heads roll. I just do.
Yep, me too.
All right, guys. You have a blessed and a safe day out there. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.